Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you mean you're not done? You are done.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, coming up at 1 o'clock, we got Ted Wynn, senior writer at The Athletic. He also hosts the Just Win podcast. We've had him on in the past. He's a great X and O guy, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about what he sees differently between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. And then Seth Curry.
Seth
Curry's going to join us between 1:30 and 2:30.
I'm happy for him, man.
Seth Curry.
Hey, speaking of Saturday, I don't know if Evan told you, but we had a great time. We were hoping you pulled up.
No.
At the pier.
Yeah, I didn't. I never thought about showing up.
Wow.
I never considered showing up.
Anyway, we had a good time. And Tim Roy, I got a message to give to you. He goes, tell your partner, just lay off, man. I said, I'll relay that, so I'm giving that to you. That was from Tim Roy. Yours truly. Can I give you you and Evan a factoid about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season? And yep. I said it will knock you off your rocker.
Sure.
So they're 4-1. Do you know, in their four victories, Evan and Steiny and the listeners, they have not led in any of those games at the one-minute mark in the fourth quarter. So we're talking about the Niners Houdini. Just think about that. They have not led. Evan looking like goo. Okay.
So they're 4-1?
Yeah.
And have all five not, games or four games? Four out of five?
Yeah, the four wins. They have not led at the one-minute mark in the fourth. I'm just saying.
They've had a similar season to the Niners.
No doubt about it. Well, except the quarterback.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. And Kyle Shanahan's got decisions to make as these games approach, and it's who's he going to use at quarterback. Brock Purdy's been hurt for three of the five games. It looks like it's trending toward Mac Jones on Sunday. And, you know, the one thing I've thought about, too, is if –
because I want to know what you would do. I'm interrupting Stoney, but say it and tell me what you would do.
Well, I just the one point I wanted to make was that one of the reasons the 49ers came off Garoppolo, at least according to them, was not only performance-based, but was durability and health-based.
I believe that.
So the longer that Brock Purdy is out with this toe injury, you know, maybe the more it plays into Purdy's durability narrative, if you will. And
but he hadn't really had one yet, Stoney.
Well, I mean, he got knocked out of the Eagles game. He didn't miss any games because of that.
There we go then.
But he's a small quarterback, and you know, we've heard a lot of people worry about it, whether he can, you know, withstand the rigors of an NFL season year after year after year.
What would you do right now? Because I'm gonna tell you what I would do, but I want to hear from you. What would you honestly do, Stoney?
I play Mac Jones on Sunday.
Okay. Can you ask me what I would do?
What would you do?
I'm being real. I'm telling Brock Purdy, I don't care how you feel. We're giving you 4 weeks off. We have to do what we didn't do the first go round. You'll be out Tampa. You'll be out against the Falcons. You'll be out against the Texans. And you'll also be out against the Giants, Steiny. And I believe he comes back November 9th against the Rams at home. And the reason I say that, and some could say it's drastic, it's really only two more weeks than what you did the first time around, and that wasn't enough. Let's give this guy a month to get this toe right so when he does come back, and if there is any regression or re-aggravation, we know as a team, together with him, we gave you, like, then we know something really serious is going on. But you can't play this 1 week in, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks. I don't think it's fair to anybody, including Brock, but he's got to be secure enough, Brock Purdy, to know I can't lose my job no matter how good this dude looks.
I mean, if that's the way they want to play it, and that's a very conservative way to play it, and that's the way they want to go.
And there's a buy-in there.
They can do that. You know, he's already missed the Rams week. He played against Jacksonville, so the Buccaneers would be two full weeks. Full weeks would be after the Texans game.
All right, so it'd be the Giants.
If they gave him four games off, two more than now.
Okay.
But if they gave him 4 weeks off, obviously it goes beyond that. Let's go to Robert in San Francisco.
Wait, one sec. So, you would just put him on IR?
And that's what I was just going to say. Ooh. You know what, Evan? I would do that. Okay. I was just thinking that. But obviously, I was going to say, what do I know? Because if they were thinking that way, that would have already been done. But just real quick, Evan, I didn't hear you guys yesterday. What would you do with this? What would you do with Brock?
I would start Mac Jones until he loses a game.
Wow.
But I think you could also ask, too, if they should have just put him on IR in the first place.
Well, yeah, you can't put him on now.
Well, you could.
You could, but...
Why do you say it like that?
Because if Mac Jones gets hurt in the first quarter of the Tampa Bay game, now you're in big trouble because you don't have a quarterback for the next 4 weeks. So,
wow, man, this is interesting.
You know, even something like that, I'll bet you they don't want to do that if for no other reason than to give them protection for Mac Jones getting hurt. So we'll figure it out. But, so you're going to give Purdy a good chunk of time off. I can only go a week at a time with what's going on. So I'm just starting Mac Jones on Sunday, and Evan Giddings says, I'm starting Mac Jones till he loses a game.
I got to tell you.
Where are you guys at?
Okay, Steiny, I am a bit fan irritated or football fan irritated on, okay, if this is the game they choose to play, and Brock didn't say this. He didn't blame the toe. He said he didn't know. But then when he does come back, and let's say he's subpar, are we supposed to just say, oh, here goes the card? Well, what card is that? The get out of jail free card, because, yeah, that wasn't really me. It was my toe. Like, that's part of it. Like, we got to judge you when you're out there, right?
Yeah, we'll be able to tell. I think we'll be able to tell.
Well, I don't think we, against Jacksonville, you believe, just from your eyes,
accuracy was terrible.
But we've seen his accuracy at times.
Not like that. I don't think so.
So you're all in on that was the toe.
Yeah. I mean, he
was high.
How many balls did he throw high? I don't think he scrambled like he normally scrambles. Like I think the toe probably was an issue.
All right, I'm just asking.
Let's go to Robert in San Francisco. Hey, Robert, how's it going, man?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm born and raised in San Francisco, and right now I live in the Tenderloin, and the Tenderloin is excited about this team. Everybody's wearing their jerseys, and, you know, we need both quarterbacks. And I got to tell you, it's exciting being in first place, you know? And I love your show, and thanks for letting me call in.
All right, thanks. Robert. Appreciate it. That may be the bottom line. They need two quarterbacks right now. It's really that simple. So what do? Nothing. You don't do anything except you play Mac Jones on Sunday, and then you reevaluate Monday. Oh. Maybe that's how you do it, week to week.
So if you can, I'm going to double back. We saw Mac Jones look like he needed his own wing at Kaiser Thursday against the Rams. Steiny, are you telling me all that was, and I'm not mad, Niner fans are happy and the team, but all that was for nothing? Like, that was just, hey, I was just getting hit in the wrong place, I'm good?
I mean, he's not on the injury
report. That is wow. That's a wow to me.
At least... not that we know of, so yeah. I'm assuming that he's healthy enough to play. Let's go to Raul in Concord. Hey, Raul, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Good morning.
Hey,
morning.
So, yeah, I just wanted to call and say, look, Brock Purdy is our quarterback. Whenever he gets back and healthy, he needs to get back in the game. Mac Jones has played well. I'm very impressed with how Mac Jones has played, especially against the Rams. He played well. He got hurt. He came back in the game. But he's not a starting quarterback. He's a backup. He proved that in New England. He never won anything. He went to the playoffs, I think, once and lost. He had a good defense in New England. Never was able to do anything. He's not a starting quarterback. He's been playing good. Look at the second half. We didn't do anything hardly in the second half. Luckily, our defense showed up, and our defense won us the game against the Rams.
Thanks, Raul. I'm essentially with you. I mean, as of right now, Brock Purdy's still the number one quarterback, yeah. And when he gets healthy, he'll probably go back in there. I'm not going to play him this weekend just because the signs seem to indicate that he may not be ready. But, I mean, that's a logical that's probably the most logical. Brock Purdy's the starting quarterback. When he's healthy, he goes back in the lineup.
That's what I'm on right now.
Problem is what if
I got you.
Mac Jones keeps winning? Then what do you do? Does Mac Jones winning, should that impact when Brock Purdy comes back?
If somebody,
should Brock Purdy just come back when he's healthy, regardless?
And I know it's a business, Donnie, but if and when Kyle does talk, and he may already have. But how do you think he would answer that question right now? The company answer, right? He would say just what you said. Nothing to see here. When Brock's healthy, he's our guy.
I don't know how he would answer it. I'm sure he would. Yeah, I'm sure he'd play the diplomatic answer.
Yeah, because if you can't give any inkling that, like something's going on here, then all hell would break loose.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Pat in Foster City. What's up, Pat? How you doing?
Good. A belated happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Very belated.
Yeah.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I haven't called for a while. I had to get that in.
All right.
Regarding the quarterback situation, it seems like Shanahan, he's been great at getting these backup quarterbacks. I mean, he drafted Purdy as a backup quarterback. We had Darnold last year who played great for us. Now we got Jones who's playing great for us. And I was always an advocate of not overpaying for Purdy. I always thought, he's really good, steady quarterback. He deserves a good salary, but not what he got. And then the argument back then was, that's what starting quarterbacks make. But, if you apply that to the NBA, Steph Curry is making close to $60 million a year, and there are starting point guards that are making 25% of that.
Right.
The same position and leading their team. So I don't really buy the argument every starter at every position has to make the same or close to it. So I think it was kind of a mistake to kind of overpay there. What about the strategy going forward? Maybe Shanahan's system lends itself well to players, obviously, like Purdy and like Darnold and like Jones are kind of similar kind of players. Maybe we should just get two quality, quote unquote, backups and have two of those guys at $5 million apiece. That's $10 million for a quarterback position instead of $60 million, and then use that money for some other players. I mean, and I'm kind of saying it somewhat facetiously, but, going forward, is it even crazy to think about, we got Purdy signed long term, but is there a team that would be interested in maybe trading for him if we could get another really solid backup, not just some, third stringer, but another Matt Jones or another Darnold to back up Jones? Maybe that would free up some money and beef us up in some other positions. So, but I do think we overpaid. That's my take on it. But it's not a knock. What I'm saying is not a knock on Purdy. It may sound like that. I don't mean it that way. I mean it more as praise to Jones and Darnold for what they've done.
No,
so
that's
my take on it.
I got you, Pat. Appreciate the call. When I think of the 49ers and the success they've had, I mean, like, there is something strategically, if you can somehow get a great quarterback on a rookie deal or on a low salary, then – I mean, that gives you a huge advantage.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt about it.
And they had that chance, Don.
And the 49ers tried to take advantage of that when Brock Purdy was on his rookie deal.
Got to the Super Bowl.
So, yeah, I mean, in in a perfect world or in an alternate universe, Mac Jones could be the quarterback making whatever he's making, and now you got money to put around him. But that's not the way it's going to be because they paid Brock Purdy, and they think he's going to be the quarterback of the future.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, how you doing? Hey, Dennis, what's going on, man?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, Dennis.
Can't do it.
Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Tracy. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I want to say, Guru, I'm a big fan. Love you. You are the MVP of the station.
Oh, wow.
Some would say you are the people's champ.
Wow. Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I love listening to you and Steiny.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you keep saying that Brock has a clear Carfax. I can show you like five different accidents on that Carfax. Going back to his first season, the game he played against Seattle, he had a broken ribs. He played, I'll give him that. Then we all know what happened against the Eagles. The season they went to the Super Bowl, yeah, he played all the games. Last season, he missed a game against the Green Bay Packers due to some injuries. He got hurt again against the Lions. If it's the last game of the season, the reports were out there that he's going to miss more games if they made it to the playoffs. And now this season, he got hurt twice. So his Carfax is not clean, as you would say. You know what I mean? So I'm really concerned about his injury history and his weak arm strength. So that's my two concerns about Brock.
I appreciate it, Paul. Arm strength is
he's putting injuries in there, though. It's not, and again, this is one, do I dare call it, he said Carfax, collision. It's still going, ongoing, but are you really ready to look at me and say that Brock has injury history? I'm just not there, and I know this is going to sound crazy. The one time his elbow got wrecked, you didn't miss any games except that one going into the next season. So are we jumping the gun on him being having an injury history? Now, Stoney, is he the biggest dude back there? Is he Cam Newton? Hell no.
See, to me, it stands to reason. Like, when Brock Purdy was starting to emerge as a quarterback, we talked a lot about his size and the concern about whether he can stay healthy. Like, that's a very real thing with smaller quarterbacks. And so, do I think he's injury prone?
Right.
Not right now. I don't. But I don't. I think you have to take into account his size and that he may get hurt, but I don't know that that's any more strong than any coach worried about his starter getting hurt. I mean, I don't know how much you worry about a starter getting hurt, or you just put him out there and play him, and when it happens, it happens.
You know what? Just hearing you talk, I just had this thought. Do you think Mac Jones' success, although it's a small sample size, Steiny, has Niner fans thinking of buyer's remorse? No, I'm like...
No, Evan. No, he's not.
That's why'd you go to him?
No, because that's a term he used yesterday.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. He said... He said...
I just said...
the term buyer's remorse
tell
yesterday.
Tell him, Stoney, set it up. He's listening.
No, he said... Evan said, do you think 49er fans are having buyer's remorse?
And I just used that thinking of the success, although it's a small sample size.
Well, great minds think alike.
We were together Saturday, bud.
But it was also because yesterday Steiny was talking about needing to preserve Mac Jones. And it sounded weird to me because he was talking like...
He's the starter.
Yeah. like we got to keep Mac Jones upright. Like, we got to keep him healthy. And I don't really know how you try and preserve two guys.
I haven't shifted, but I sense a shift among Niner fans. Am I wrong? That's why the remorse came to me.
Shifting how?
Like, not Brock is less important. That people are now trying to say that Mac can, in Mac we trust. We're all good. I don't know. I'm not there. I know Kyle's not there, man. And Stani, again, I would honestly give him 3 to 4 weeks to come back. But how unfair is it to say, and Lori Matthews in the chat, she says, Goo, you're holding Jacksonville against Brock Purdy. She understands that, but it doesn't sound like I'm giving them any credit for Seattle. I am. So, again, Stani, they scored 6 points, and you came back at me a few minutes ago with, hey, Guru, they're 3-0. But they scored 6 points in the second half of that Ram game.
I know, but, like, who's been better this year? It's not even a question. Not. So, like that's the reality I'm looking at, is I'm
But is that unfair what? To your franchise quarterback?
He's hurt.
Yeah,
he's hurt.
But to then, on top of him being hurt, say, who's been better? But there is an answer.
Unfair. I mean, goodness gracious.
I guess
Mac
what
Jones
I'm saying
has
is,
been better than Brock Purdy this year.
I'm going to use one of your isms. Does it matter? Does it mean anything?
Well, I mean, through five games this year, it does, because...
In the grand scheme of things for Brock Purdy is what I guess
maybe,
I'm asking.
Maybe.
See, to me, it doesn't, but we've seen crazier things.
Well, like, there's no decision that needs to be made now.
In fact, how long you give Brock? I think that's the only one.
And this is what, you know what? This is a 2-year thing. Like, that's the way I'm looking at it. You have Mac Jones under contract for another year. So right now, like, honestly, I'm looking at Brock Purdy's hurt. How long is he going to be hurt? I don't know. Okay, we'll just use Mac Jones till he's ready. Okay, he's going to be ready week 9. Okay, let's bring him back week 9. He plays week 9. He comes out Monday or Tuesday, and he's like, oh, boy, the toe hurts again. Fine, Mac Jones, you're in. Brock, take the rest of the season off. Get right for next year. Like, that's the, to me, the huge silver lining that could come out of this thing is if they do need to shut down Brock Purdy for a little while, Mac Jones can just step right in and at least keep this team being competitive. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Nico's in Sacramento. Wants to jump in. Hey, Nico, how you doing?
Hey, Sonny and Goo, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
man. I mean, so, you know, usually if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. But if you have a hurt quarterback, and the other one's balling out, I feel like, you know, that's something you kind of want. And every team needs to have a backup quarterback. But what I was wondering, though, since, like you just said, Sonny, this is a 2-year operation with Mac Jones. He has a 2-year contract. What's his value going forward? I mean, Joe Flacco just got traded for a 5th-round pick to the Bengals, who are desperate to have a quarterback. What's Mac Jones' value next year if he balls out for 7 or 8 games this year, or even the whole rest of the season?
I think yeah, I mean, that would be a positive development. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Especially if, like, Mac Jones quarterbacks half the season or more.
Yeah. You know, last week I told you, you all about, just how special Kyle is with quarterbacks and what he's done and the heights that he's gotten to with Jimmy, Brock Purdy, and, you know, Mac Jones now. And then now you got me thinking, although we didn't see Sam Darnold start a lot of games, he did leave here after getting the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan to go get the bag elsewhere and have a good year. But that's neither here nor there, Stani. It will be, I'm going to use the F word, fascinating to see how this plays out and just how long this toe needs for Brock to be the best version of himself. Because if I'm Brock, I'm not going out there 60% when I'm watching the bat. You know what I mean? It's almost like you got too much to lose, but that's only on the sports radio. I don't think Kyle's like, oh boy, you're losing some, you know, this dude's, you know what I mean?
Because nobody's ever emerged from a backup to a starter in Kyle's system?
No, well.
I mean, that's the thing. The other thing that plays into this is Kyle's reputation.
Yeah. Brock only got there because of the injury.
You know, here's the other thing. We're one bad Mac Jones game away from everybody saying, let's get back to Purdy.
And I think if they had lost that Ram game, which, wink, wink, Donnie, they really should have, what would this energy be as, you know, what it is?
Depends how they would have lost
it. I'm just saying, the offense, they got, you know, the Rams are good, but 6 points.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see JJ, TC, Austin, and others. We'll get to your calls. Brock Purdy is hurt. Mac Jones appears to be less hurt. You playing Mac Jones on Sunday against the Buccaneers, and then how do you move forward with the quarterback situation? It's something Kyle Shanahan's absolutely going to have to deal with. Also, Ted Wynn coming up at 1 o'clock today, senior writer for The Athletic. And then between 1:30 and 2:30 today, we got Seth Curry, Golden State Warriors guard. Seth Curry between 1:30 and 2:30. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.